is that Darren?
Hi, Leah. It's Darren. How are you?
Hey, there you are, Darren. Hi.
It's really nice to talk to you. I'm really excited about this.
Oh, that's very cute. Thank you.
Once again, I really appreciate you talking to us today. Obviously, you're in the big Disney Pixar film, Cars 3, that's coming out very soon. How does it feel to be now part of the Disney Pixar family?
I can't even tell you. I can't even tell you how excited it makes me. When we were walking around Cars, I mean, there's nobody that gets in a movie like this that doesn't go, like when we were walking around Cars Land, I was like, oh, please let there be a Miss Fritter ride. It would make me so happy. I'm thinking it's a bumper car ride. I think Miss Fritter is a bumper car ride at Cars Land. So yeah, it's pretty exciting and it's bucket list for me. It's total bucket list. You know, there's a term that's overused, I think, but totally. From the moment I set eyes on Toy Story, I thought, I want to do something like this. So I'm really excited to be doing it.
So Toy Story is your favorite Disney Pixar film?
I have to say it's Toy Story, but The Incredibles comes right. It's so close. I love The Incredibles.
Yeah, I think we all love The Incredibles.
Yeah.
Very excited about the sequel to that one as well.
Yeah, just love it. And I'm also a fan of Cars. I love Cars. Loved it. So that's the other thing. It's like I'm a part of this franchise. And it's such a return to like what the first movie was. You know, the guts and the heart and the soul of what makes Cars Cars. So that's really also exciting. And, you know, wait a minute. I don't think I can say it. Never mind. I can't say what I was about to say.
That's all right. It's all good.
I think it was a spoiler. I'm not supposed to give away any spoilers, right?
Well, I can tag the interview that there's slight spoilers, so it's not a big deal for me.
No, I'm not going to give away any spoilers. I'm not supposed to. I just realized that I was about to say something that would be a spoiler, but I can't say it. So
let's not
waste any more time on it. You've only got 10 minutes, my friend.
That's all right. So how did they pitch you the idea of Miss Fritter?
They just, they called Kevin, the producer called and said, you know, I really, we think this is a perfect role for Leah Delaria. We'd like to hear how she would voice it. And literally I did it on my iPhone and sent it to them and, you know, got the call back immediately saying, yeah, we definitely want her to do this. So that was it. They just wanted me. And then I went in about, I went in maybe 5 or 6 times and recorded. And each time I would record, you know, some of the lines would change, something could be different. They seemed to be tailoring it more and more towards a boisterous personality. I mean, she had a boisterous personality, but I think that I might have added to that boisterous personality a little bit.
Did you have much input into the character itself?
No, it was all them. I mean, in terms of the character itself, my input was my voice, but I was very heavily guided by Brian on that, you know. But they just, you know, they loved it. They loved the Southern twang. They loved the gregariousness of her. So that was it. But in terms of the drawing or anything, no, that was all done by the animators, you know.
Yeah.
And the writing was all done by them. I mean, they're really great in the way they let you ad-lib there. You know, just give us a whole bunch of stuff and you give it to them and some of it makes it in, some of it doesn't. It's almost like playing when you make a Pixar movie for the actors. It's almost like you're just playing with a bunch of friends.
Oh, that's great. So you've done animation before. Is it different working on a Pixar film? Is there a difference that you're seeing?
No, it's very different working on a Pixar film. First of all, it's a Pixar film. It's a Pixar film. So it's much different than doing like the MTV cartoon that I do, Clarence, or the Oblongs that I did for the first WB and then Adult Swim. I mean, it's very different because it's a major motion picture, so there's a lot more time that's taken. It takes years to put a Pixar film together because they are very, very particular about their animation. They want everything to be perfect, which I love about them. So, like, unlike in television where they're like, hurry up, here they're like, let's do this right. Let's do 1,000 takes on it. Let's slow down. Let's find the exact right thing. which is, you know, just great. Plus, when you do television, you're really in the room all by yourself. You may occasionally be there with another actor, but when you're doing a Pixar movie, the director's in there, the producers are in there, the animators are in there watching your face, drawing it, filming it, so that they can tailor the character to your face. Like, that is my mouth. There's no two ways about it. That is how my mouth moves. That's not my teeth. Let's be clear. Yeah, because she got some jaggedy old teeth. But that is my mouth. And those are my eyes.
Wow.
You know, all the cars, if you look at their eyes, if you look at all the cars' eyes, you'll see that they have the eyes of the people that are voicing them.
It's quite incredible, isn't it? How much detail and all that.
So they do it. It's amazing. Yeah. Well, that's why they're drawing you and filming you the whole time. Like, from the second you walk in. They really study you and try to personalize that car to you. It's kind of amazing.
Frida's a little bit of a fangirls out a little bit with McQueen. I think we could say that lightly. If you were to meet someone, is there one person that you've always wanted to meet where you would probably have that similar reaction?
Like where I just plot? Like if I met him?
Like anyone, yeah. Yeah.
Well, the one person I would have answered that is Meryl Streep, but I've met her and I did plot. So how about, why don't we do Living or Dead?
Okay, go for it.
Okay, so if there's anyone that I would want to meet Living or Dead, it would be Ella Fitzgerald. I wouldn't be able to talk. I would shake and cry. Sometimes my fans, when they see me, they shake and they cry.
Yeah.
And they can't talk. That would be me if I ever met Ella Fitzgerald. And that practically was me when I met Meryl Streep.
That's wonderful. I see you as a total triple threat. You can sing, you can act, and you're really, really hilarious. I love you. I love your Conan interviews.
You.
Every time you get on Conan, I'm like, what is Leah going to say?
Yeah.
It's just...
Thank you.
It's just hilarious. So is there anything that you haven't done that you still want to tick off that list?
Yeah, I do. I have a couple things. Is dating Natalie Portman okay to say?
Totally. I'm with you on that. 100%.
I wouldn't mind dating Natalie Portman. And serious show business. I'm really looking towards that day where somebody writes something specifically for me. Like where, I mean, they've made Boo was written for me. But I mean, like, to be downstage center, let's say in a Broadway musical that was written specifically for me would be amazing.
Yeah.
Or if they just, you know what I mean? Something like that. Like to be Miss Fritter in a movie would be unbelievable. Do you know what I mean? To have a Fritter movie would be fantastic.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I think that I have, but the, after saying that, I feel kind of silly because I'm leading such a charmed life and I'm in a Pixar movie, you know, which is, it's Pixar, it's Disney, it's huge.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
And I'm on this great television show and I'm on the soundtrack for the Pixar movie, so they're letting me sing.
I know, that's wonderful.
You know, and the last two soundtracks were nominated for Grammys and the last that they've sold platinum. So, I mean, this is very exciting stuff. You know what I mean? So, in a lot of ways, my dreams are coming true in my own lifetime, which I think is great because it is so current with what's going on in Cars 3. It's such a girl power movie, and it's teaching young girls that your dreams can come true if you walk through your fear and go after them.
For sure. Now, one last question.
That's a great lesson.
Of course it is, definitely. Now, one last question, yeah, because obviously we need to wrap it up. And it would be stupid of me not to ask you one Orange is the New Black question because I had literally binge-watched the entire season because I knew I was going to talk to you. How did you find going into season 5? It's really different to previous seasons.
I really loved season 5. I think that there was a lot that season 5 had to say, and I think that they gave Boo a whole lot to do that was important and funny. And it was just great. It was great on the set. We all had a lovely time. We all loved season 5.
It was a really great season, and I do love your character throughout it. It was really great to watch. We'll have to wrap it up there, but I really appreciate you talking to me today.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.